瑞士的日内瓦是联合国国际人权仲裁大会的所在地。一年一度的联合国人权大会在人权史上起着举足轻重的作用。2000年3月19号，来自世界各国的代表在这里出席了这次大会。从20号到22号，来自世界各国的法轮功学员聚集日内瓦，希望大会关注目前在中国对法轮功学员惨无人道的迫害。这场迫害已经波及了千百万无辜善良百姓，在江泽民颁布杀无赦令之后，迫害变得更加肆无忌惮。法轮功学员在万国广场外举行了为期三天的和平请愿活动，这些活动还包括游行和32小时的绝食请愿。约800名来自世界40个国家和地区的法轮功学员参加了绝食。
I'm from France. We are almost 1,000 now, and we all conducting a longer strike.
My name is Annette Munter, and I come from South Germany. I come with my family to Genève to make an appeal to the United Nations, and that they also make some efforts to stop the persecuting in China as soon as possible.
So I am Matthias, and I'm a Belgian DAFA practitioner. I come from Ghent in Belgium. I came here to appeal to the United Nations. They're having aCongress about human rights, and we want to appeal to them to talk to the Chinese government to ask them to end the persecution of DAFA practitioners.
星期六，2002年欧洲法轮大法交流会成功的在日内瓦举行。
We would like to welcome everybody today in this solemn event, and now we can declare the opening of the Falun Dafa.Experience sharing 2002.
学员的体会被翻译成英语、法语、瑞士语、德语以及汉语等五种语言。15位修炼者讲了他们的修炼体会，其中大部分是西方学员。两个家庭也登台讲述了他们修炼法轮大法的体会，以及真善人给他们的家庭带来的和谐的变化。交流会给了学员们莫大的鼓舞，使他们在向世界讲清迫害真相的过程中将做得更好。